Stupid piece of crap. Yeah. There we go.
Is that as far down?
No.
You can go down with the
food on. No, I don't want to. There's the screen there.
Oh, does that actually serve a purpose?
Yeah, to keep the sun off.
Oh, I didn't realize you wanted the sun off.
Of course she does.
Here, try to find the other hook and pull it off.
Carry carefully.
There you go. Yeah, you can do it. It's fine. Yeah.
You sound like you broke it.
No, you didn't. Just put it on the seat next to you.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't want you to.
Monty's very easygoing. I'm just letting you know that, Jill.
You should figure that out already.
God, these windows are. They've gotten slower since I've had this car last.
Oh.
They've gotten what?
Slower.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know why. But...
Well, it's a 2004, so it's almost a 10-year-old car.
Oh, yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Electrical.
Now, we're going to listen to some air. There's another one.
There's one.
Southwest.
Wee! I wonder if they're over here. Yep, they're over here. That's probably that plane right there.
Yep. As far as you're not getting anything else.
Well, actually, that guy's pretty low in audio.
He is. So it wouldn't be him.
And I see that US Airways going into the gates.
Yep, US Airways coming in. Now, unfortunately, I can only listen to one channel at once, and they use like five.
Yeah.
So I got to go between all these. Let's see. One. Let's see.
Oh,
there we go.
Bravo 6, we right turn on Charlie, and then right.
They're talking about taxiways is what they're talking about.
Yep.
Someone's fixing to take off.
Yep.
That means they're on the other side here.
Yep.
They're at the other runway.
Yeah. That works.
Figures.
Bravo 6, right turn, and then
our luck. Because they're at the other ramps.
We're still about a mile from the airport, I think, according to my first map.
Yeah, we are.
Which is amazing because we're
310 and 14.
Winds blowing at 14 miles an hour, which you can feel that.
Yeah, it feels good.
In the wind there. And now I want to go to the other channel.
I wonder if visibility is greater than 5,000 or whatever that was.
Actually, only Henderson does that.
That's right.
Do it normally. Let's see. I'll show you. Let's go to the weather.
There you go. Approaching the views. Landing runway 25 left. One left.
Oh, there is a runway 1.
Oh, I thought it was 19.
So, oh, there we go. There's another American Airlines.
Oh, cool.
Just landed. Ooh, and you can smell it.
Yep.
Oh, plane fuel or plane exhaust.
Yep.
Yep. Here it comes. Here. Here's that.
I can hear the brake.
Yep.
No, actually, I didn't. Oh, yeah, I did.
I haven't flown in a long time. Well, in a year.
Three for me.
It's not 17 degrees Fahrenheit. It's 17 Celsius, so it's like 63 degrees outside or so right now.
Yeah, let me take a look here.
Let's see. Go back over to
It's 61 actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Feels good.
And it goes by the location that we're at right now.
Oh,
nice. I like that.
So, and this is the weather channel.
Oh, cool. Okay, yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah,
right now, let's see on that channel.
Oh, it's supposed to be 39 tonight.
Ooh, wow. Oh, let's see.
Excuse me.
Yum, let them out as much as you need to.
He tells me the same thing.
It's December the 21st.
Oh, yeah, that's right. December 21st, the official day of winter.
Yes, and unlike some parts of the country, it's actually somewhat pleasant here.
Yeah.
Most of the country's got snow and ice, and we're able to do cool things like this. It's just, you know.
And I woke up coughing at 9:11 a.m. today.
Yeah. You did. Yes, you did. You woke up just before that.
Yes, I did. Oh, there we go. It's amazing. These guys are on simplex.
Yep. No repeaters needed. No means they're talking directly radio to radio.
Just wow.
Airwaves passing through, going right over our heads, you know.
And
I see I'm taking off on the other runway.
Okay. So they're going to be over here.
They're going to be way over by the strip.
There are two.
Oh, wait a minute. That was Nellis Air Force.
Whoa.
Oh.
Two planes just took off. That's Nellis Air Force.
That was the rocket launch they were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, Monty?
Yeah.
The rocket launch.
There's a rocket launch 15
miles.
Air miles?
From the Nellis Air
Force. From here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was Nellis Air Force that just took off.
Yeah, they're talking about some rocket launches going on. I don't know what that means,
fun.
But... I mean, I know what it means. I don't know what it means for us.
Yeah.
Like, what are they doing?
Who knows? Unless they're doing testing.
Well, that's what I'm worried about.
Well, as long as they launch rockets that are not going to do anything except make cool noises.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah. But knowing Nellis Air Force Base, probably not.
Well, yeah. And I'm trying to find the good spot for the radio.
But that was interesting.
Yes, it was.
I don't normally see that. It's interesting. Here's the thing. You know, the nearest, let's see. I don't know about the Army base in Illinois, but I do know about the Navy base.
Right.
Because the Navy base is only about 10, 15 miles from Six Flags.
Oh.
I saw a lot of people from the Navy come into the park every weekend.
Cool. Nice to know the Navy people haven't lost their...
Here's the thing. A lot of them were just coming out of training.
Oh.
And I told them, you know, yes, ma'am. No, yes, ma'am. I'm like, okay, here's the thing. You guys are not at the academy. You guys don't have to address me as such. We're just used to it, ma'am. I'm like, okay. You know, I would get around with them with that.
I bet you they were also trying to do this.
No.
No?
No.
That's good.
But no, they were kidding around. They knew I was kidding around.
Yeah.
But trying to make their day.
Aww.
That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to make their day. Come on.
Yeah. ooh.
As long as, you know, try to make sure they still have their sense of humor.
Of course.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
One sounded good.
Yes, it did. That was on the runway one side of things.
Yeah, I just saw a plane take off.
Yep.
It went northeast.
Yeah, and there's one landing.
So one's coming. I don't see it at the moment, but...
That was...
So I'm wondering if we're looking at runway one or runway 125.
Probably 25.
Okay.
Because runway one is over by closer to the strip.
Okay.
And I don't think there's any look anywhere where we can watch.
I should be listening to the 25 frequency.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can hear.
You should be.
Yeah, but the 25, there wasn't much going on.
Yeah, right now there isn't. But I'm going back and forth to see what I can. I'm hoping. Wow, I didn't hear a thing he said, but he was loud.
Yeah, that was loud.
Yeah.
Nice one. That was perfect.
Okay, I guess you can roll my window up again since there's no planes coming, and that was the whole reason I had you roll the window down. Very disappointed in that, but I don't know.
Well, like I said, it's because of the way the sun is, and it's almost sunset, so that's why.
Oh, yeah, sunset like 4 around. Something,
so
yeah.
So they're going to have to come around, if they're coming in from L.A., they're going to have to, do a, like a 180?
Yeah, they have to go by Hoover Dam.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
That's where they make their U-turn.
Okay.
Over by Hoover Dam.
Oh, okay.
You could feel when they do it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're coming in on it. So we don't see anything from runway one, then?
No, because it's all the way on the other side.
Oh, okay.
And I'm seeing planes take off,
they're
far away.
They're taking off from there, but they're not.
Yeah.
Well, no, if it's Nellis, then they probably are doing the testing, whatever it is.
No, these are not Nellis. Oh. These are airport. I saw the Nellis ones, though, and they took off like a bat out of hell.
Yeah, they get out of the way quick.
They did.
Oh, gee, that was loud.
They got out of the way really quick.
Yes, they did.
For the testing or whatever. No, because we did hear about it, 2 hours ago?
Yeah, it was about 2 hours. About 3 hours ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Really?
Let me see if I can hear Henderson from here. I don't think I can.
But yeah, you can. We're close. We're about 5-7 miles.
I do not hear them anymore. I heard them when I was over here.
We're not far from Henderson from here.
I'm listening.
Technically, we're on the borderline of Henderson.
I'm listening to their weather channel, which I could hear from Sarah's house, but not from here.
That's interesting, because we're just at borderline of Henderson right now.
That's awkward.
That is awkward, and I thought we'd okay.
Let me see what I can hit from here.
Oh, yeah, let me. You
have your bow pumped.
Yes, I do.
Jill, we like to ham it up.
Yeah, we play what?
Oh, hello, my radio's been on this whole time.
Oh, wow,
I hope it never keyed.
I don't think it probably
helped. We would have heard it.
No, it wouldn't. My volume was down.
Oh.
Let's go to, first thing I'm going to do is...
Well, lucky I didn't identify, I had something happen.
I got to fix it.
Woohoo. Wow, where is that plane that's supposed to land?
Yeah.
Is it, am I 14? Yeah.
Yep, 14. You probably won't hear it, but...
Let me see.
Let's see. Yeah, there it is, but I like it.
Wow.
There's the best signal right there. Yeah. Oh. I didn't even hear you.
Yeah, that's not because we're so close and your signal's weaker.
Yeah.
Let's try this. Here's one that we're hopefully going to be able to hit from here. Let's see. Here we go.
Utilizing a PL cone of 100 hertz from a
top. Oh, yeah. 0, 0, 0, 2. Whoa! 0, 0, 5. Las Vegas Hotel, are you kidding me? Oh, there we go, another Southwest Airlines.
Oh, ooh, sweet. Cool.
Let me go back.
Coming in now.
He's landing or is he?
Yep, landing.
Off? Okay, sweet. So he's probably.
Oh, there he comes, nice and low.
Yep, he's coming.
Yeah.
Right in.
Hey, smoke came off of him.
Whoa!
Let's see, he's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some smoke just came off of him.
Is he heading for 2.5 or is he heading for 1?
Probably heading to 1.
Why?
Or no, he's 2.5. He just came right here.
Okay.
Right in front of us.
Over here.
Yeah, he just came right in front of us.
All right, so let's listen over here and see what the tower says. I'm listening because there's a channel. Yep, he's going to land on. Wow, some of these guys.
Well, some of the airlines radios are not very good.
They should be. That's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. They need to get fixed.
2.5, all right. Okay.
American Airlines is the worst, though.
Ugh.
United is clear as day.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
You've heard them? How?
Oh, because I can actually tune into it when I'm on the plane.
Oh, that's right,
well,
yeah.
I remember I was telling you about
yeah,
that.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Well, on United Airlines, you can actually tune into the
the air traffic.
Yeah. Yeah.
What were you telling Sarah? I was listening to the airport. I wasn't paying attention. What were you telling Sarah about United being clear as day?
Oh, the radio.
The radios.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they are. Some of them are so low you can't understand them, but some of the other ones you can tell. So right.
And I've actually fallen asleep to that stuff. Which is funny. Because if the movie's not interesting, then
it's the last thing you got. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently runway 1 seems to have all the activity. No fair.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Is there an observation deck on runway 1?
We could check, but I would have to, go on the Las Vegas Strip, which is not going to be fun.
Yeah, never mind.
What's that?
Or I could go down Eastern. Eastern's just right over here, but that's still a long way around. Whoa!
Oh, that was me. No, that was my phone. Oh, no, actually, I don't know what was causing that.
Email and Facebook. Holy crap.
Oh, yeah, the Hilton sounds really good here.
Yes, it does.
That's weird, because that's all the way on the other side.
Uh-huh.
Holy crap. That's like another 15 minutes from here.
Yep.
Yeah, we shouldn't be able to hit the Hilton from here, but it can. Very well.
That's weird.
Runway 1.
K7Z, I'm listening.
Yep. Oh, Air Force helicopters.
Ooh, nice.
There's a helicopter?
Yeah.
Where?
Let's see. Departure, I think, is this.
Yeah, it's the other way, yeah.
Let's try this. And now let's see what I think is.
Let's see. Allegiant just came in.
Cool. Yep, there he goes. He's right over us.
No smoke came off him.
Wow.
I didn't hear which. I think that's a Spirit aircraft that just.
Ugh, Spirit.
Yep. They're landing now.
Woof.
Yep, fun stuff.
See, I don't see them yet. Oh, yeah, I see them now. They're coming in.
Ah. Yeah, they said they had a visual, I think I heard.
Yeah, I have a visual.
Yep. Whee!
Nice.
This is cool. Now let's see if we hear. I'm going to go back to runway 1's channel. They seem to be a lot more active.
Yeah, there's always departures going on. Especially if they're running late. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they'll come in.
Definitely. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they'll be taking off almost right away.
Yep.
Jeez.
Let's see.
So we're not actually...
It's funny because that happened to me... that happened to me going to Illinois, mm-hmm. You know, back in 2010. And I was still, sick as a dog.
Oh, jeez.
And, what do you want to call it? Oh, I need to turn this one. Anyway, Southwest.
Ah.
Cool.
Let's
see what they're doing. I'm back on the tower frequency now.
And, we were running late. I was on the early morning flight.
Uh-huh.
Like, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, they were running. running a little behind because not only were the towers kind of running a little behind, but everybody was trying to get on a plane. Luckily enough, I got called on last, but I got first class.
Oh, hey.
I was like,
Sup! Yeah.
Because I was on standby. And standbys sometimes have the chance to
get on first class.
Yeah.
If someone
I ended up getting on first class.
Hey.
Cool. Oh, dang, I like that. Yeah. So, I was next to the window like I wanted. But I was just coughing up a storm, sick as hell.
I've flown sick. It is not fun.
No, it's not, but
I've been
I had a lady sitting next to me. She was just as sick. She's like, would you like some cough drops? I'm like, yes, thank
that's
you.
That's sweet. Aww.
I ended up falling asleep, right when the movie turned on, and I was gone. Aww. I didn't eat much because the breakfast was horrible.
Oh.
And first class is the only place that you can really get breakfast.
I had a complimentary breakfast on a plane once. It was just cereal and milk.
Well, still,
It was food.
Yep.
And so and they asked me if I wanted a mimosa, and I'm like, no.
No.
No, I'm on meds.
You better not.
Let's see, there's a Delta aircraft taking off from 101.
Yeah, that's all the way on the other side. Yeah, it's already taken off. I see it.
Wow.
So you said we will not be able to see anything from there, and there's no way we can get over there to see it.
They used to have stuff over there. I don't know if they still do or if they rebuilt anything.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Gotcha.
This is the only one I've known about.
Yeah. I've known about the one on the other side when I was a kid, but, I think that's
actually, I think that's where
gone.
We used to be, yeah. Yeah, because we used to go,
that was before this runway was put in.
Right. Oh, wow. I remember, because I've been here for, 20 years, so.
Yeah.
Right.
This runway is probably the newest out of the last 15, 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And it's ironic there's nothing going on right now.
Yeah.
Well, that's because in the morning, this is where they take off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Actually, this is where they take off and land.
Oh,
up
wow.
There's Spirit.
Up.
There's Spirit.
Finally. Gee, that took long enough.
I know it did.
Wow. What was he doing? Just kind of cruising?
They probably had to, because they probably had somebody right in front of him.
Yeah, oh, right.
I didn't hear anything.
I don't like Spirit. I've flown them.
I've never flown them. So.
Don't fly them. Just don't.
Not very.
No, I've heard stories.
Yeah, just don't.
But, yeah, it was just, I fell asleep, halfway through the trip, and then all of a sudden I feel them descending, and I'm like, ugh.
I said, I don't want to wake up.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to wake up, but I have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
you're going to be stuck.
Yeah. And my uncle will be like, what the hell? Because he was waiting for me pretty much at the gate. I'm like, He's looking at me like, what's going on with you? I'm like, I'm still sick. Leave me alone.
Jeez.
the spirit people just, they're down now.
And I had to wait 2 hours for him to get off work.
Oh.
Well, he was working at the airport before he just retired, so.
Oh, hey. Nice.
Well, works for United.
Oh,
cool.
So,
yeah, Harold works for Canada Air.
Because that's how I was able to do standby and get on for free and get into first class.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, Harold works for Canada Air. So, that's cool. Should I need to go to Canada, which I don't. Ooh, that's some awful audio.
That's Las Vegas ground. That's the aircraft before they leave. I was hoping I could hear some of that, but they ain't coming in too late.
No.
And they have 1, 2, 3 towers right now.
Oh, wow.
That fourth being built somewhere, I think.
Oh, wow.
Or they should be building another one soon.
Let's see. Go back to the 2.5 frequency. Let's see if there's anything coming.
Because I know you guys just had the new terminal open up.
Oh, yeah.
For international. If
yesterday
I remember.
Yesterday, some Mexican,
we heard some Mexican stuff, today. I forgot I was on that, actually.
We have to come here in the morning to
really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, this is, still something that.
Yeah, it works.
Only one is,
a dial tone is, your CW, okay.
Okay, yep. I see another plane coming in.
Oh, cool, let's see which one it is.
It might be Southwest again.
Yeah, they're I think the biggest traveler through here.
Yeah. United has their own runway.
Oh, oh wow.
Yeah. Well, they paid for it.
That would make it nice.
That's why. And I believe they land on the other side.
Right.
So, because they basically have their own terminal. By the way.
Oh.
Yeah. They don't share it very often with anybody else.
Now that guy's audio sounded great.
4304. That was something.
D gates is what they have.
Okay, I've flown out of there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mainly, the United is D gates.
Oh, cool.
And like I said, they paid for it.
Nice. So they get their own little area.
Nice.
That's
yeah.
Nice. That's like...
746 on 3 runway 1 left, clear to land. Yep.
That's runway 1. I didn't hear what airline that was. I know it's
Southwest. Southwest.
Okay.
I think it was Southwest 1146. 1146, yeah.
Yeah. That's runway 1. Let me go back.
Yeah, I think I see Southwest here.
Yep.
Yep.
Nothing going on at all on 25.
Jeez.
At all.
Yeah, that's Southwest.
Yep.
Coming down.
Cool, yep, that's what we just heard.
Their tires look like they smoke all the time when they land.
Ooh.
Wow, he just came in very low right here.
Uh-huh. Yep, here it comes.
But perfect on the landing.
Nice.
That was perfect.
Now, was
nice and smooth.
Now, when he passes over, is he touching down right there? Like, is he like...
No.
Does he hit the ground like...
Well, his front wheel, yes, but his back wheels, no.
Ah. So when he passes us...
His front wheel goes down.
Okay.
But that was perfect. That
nice.
Was smooth.
Yeah. Right over us. Beautiful. He's probably been doing it for several years.
Yeah. You can tell when pilots are new and when they're not.
Yeah. I've had several. Bang!
Bang.
Yeah.
Wow. That's,
yeah.
That's a record.
And that's Southwest for me most of the time.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
United, not so much.
U.S. Airway, I flew them. I've had half good and half bad landings.
Yeah, same.
The roughest landing I've ever experienced was Raleigh to Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh!
I swear they hit the runway and I thought the tire was going
to
go off.
Oh, I'll give you one.
Oh.
From here to Ontario, California.
Yep.
It was very windy.
Uh-huh.
And my mom had just sprained her ankle.
Oh no!
And Southwest Airlines and. The landing was very, very rough.
Oh, no.
Because of the wind.
Right.
Yeah.
Wind buffet you.
And we bounced like twice.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. The plane went off of the ground again and, you know, they bounced.
That must have felt very weird.
It was actually. Felt like zero G and I'm like, whoa.
Jesus. Yeah.
I'm sure that the driver, the pilot was like, oh, no.
He was okay.
Yeah, he was like, oh, we're good.
He's like, sorry about that, folks. Because of the wind, you know, they made us bounce.
Yeah.
It's like, we just had to do that.
You wouldn't think the wind would make a heavy plane bounce.
Oh, yeah. It was actually, the wind was at least 50, 60 miles an hour.
Oh, okay.
That would do it.
Yeah.
I've been in 80 mile an hour winds, and you can hardly stand, let alone an aircraft.
Yeah.
Remember what they say when the winds get high, Sarah? They even tell high profile vehicles, like, you know, your big rigs.
Oh, stuff, yes, that's right.
Tell them to, you know,
be careful.
Be careful, yeah.
Or not even.
Oh, my parents. Oh. When was this? when was it? It was before my dad came to pick me up. Mm-hmm. And my parents. No. No, I take that back. They went out for a night. And when they came home, they're like, we saw three rigs. No, it was my sister-in-law and my nephew.
Uh-huh.
She's like, I saw three rigs turned over.
Oh, jeez.
Because of high winds.
Yeah, wow.
Like,
a prop plane?
Huh?
A prop plane here?
Yeah. Those are private jets.
Oh, okay.
No, that's a helicopter.
Oh.
There's about to be a takeoff from 111 from a Delta.
Yeah. See it yet.
Yeah. I imagine the takeoffs would come over us too, wouldn't they?
No.
Oh, they were all bad.
No. Because they're going northeast.
So we're only interested in the landings incoming.
Yeah. Which I don't see up. I see two planes incoming.
Ooh, cool. Let's see if we can figure
out. Yeah, I see two planes incoming.
Sweet. Let's see where they might be going. Very, very light traffic at the airport. No traffic jam today.
Yeah, really?
No, because the wind is perfect.
Yep.
The weather is perfect.
Yep.
So.
Everybody's just getting in here and
by nighttime, though, I'm sure it's going to get more crowded.
Oh.
What are we doing? Is your mom cooking or what?
I don't
What's
know.
She doing?
I have no clue.
Well, we could always.
My mom was asking me what I'm doing for dinner.
Oh.
I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Well, I was thinking we could get something to eat, like maybe Roberto's or.
Huh?
Oh, wait. Jill, you've never heard of Roberto's?
No.
You've never heard of. All right, then we have to do that.
You have to remember, it's been a few years since
I've been. No, Roberto's has been here since like 2006.
I don't remember.
Oh, wow.
We never went because you know who didn't want to go.
You know, yeah, that's right. You know who didn't want to go. That's right, because it's not Mexican enough.
Oh, geez.
No, he didn't want Mexican.
It's plenty.
Oh.
He didn't want Mexican.
Wait, he's Mexican.
Yeah, he didn't want Mexican.
That's probably why he didn't want it.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my
exactly.
God.
Exactly.
It's yummy stuff.
Oh, it's so good.
We each have our own favorites.
Oh yeah.
It's yummy. Yeah, I think.
No, you Ruben's might... got me saying instead of taquitos, he has me saying flautas now.
Okay.
Oh wow.
Because that's what they are.
They're taquitos.
Taquitos are flautas.
They're taquitos, yeah. Right now.
And that's the proper word for it, flautas.
Oh, interesting.
I would never have known that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have either.
I still call them taquitos because I know them that way. I get me a bean and cheese burrito.
Well, now you know.
Cool.
It's very yummy.
But like I said, he's got me saying flautas.
Nice.
Up Southwest.
Ah.
Oh, cool.
Southwest. Landing right now. Big one.
That was
not as smooth.
Oh.
Hang on, front wheel not down. Ooh. Now it is, but smoking.
Ooh. Okay. My dad actually saw a tire, like the plane was taken off and the tire started to smoke.
Uh-huh.
And then it popped.
Ooh. So I guess it's normal for there to be, I guess because of the pressure applied to the...
Yeah, pressure,
but with,
friction.
But with Southwest, unfortunately, I don't know. I think they kind of put it down too hard.
Right. Yeah,
I think they pressed down too hard.
Ooh, that doesn't sound good.
No, that does not. Somebody can't, it's not... Oh, the starter's out.
Yeah, it is.
Doesn't sound good at all.
Starter's gone.
Yes, it sure is.
Well, that is good.
No, it's
the
starter.
That clicking is the starter.
Yeah, well, that I knew, but I thought maybe it was because it didn't have enough power.
No, no. That flywheel is just
gone. Do you want to know why? After my car.
Yeah,
that's
the
Mazda.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Your
yeah.
Did that? I thought it
yes,
did.
Yes, it did.
Oh, ouch.
It wasn't the battery.
It was
the battery
starter.
Was fine. It was a starter.
Oh, ouch. See, I would misdiagnose that because I know that the battery... Oh, no, I guess the battery, you just get one click.
Yes.
You get one click.
You just get a click and that's it.
Yep. That's true. All right, let's wait for another plane to come in and see.
Let's see. Yeah, it's coming in. Another plane coming in, too.
Sweet.
It's coming in twos.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That must be how they have it done. Like they had.
Well, one right behind the other, but still, you know.
Yeah.
But now it's starting to get a little busy.
Yep, that's
oh,
good.
Yeah.
That's what we want. Very, very good.
I'm going to take off my belt.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We don't really need
yeah,
it.
I don't think yeah. we need that there right now.
So I can turn.
Yep. You can turn and look and stretch and comfortable and such. That's how much time I have left that I can move from.
I have...
Ooh. 2 minutes and 2 seconds. Oh, wow, already?
Yeah.
One of this is already almost done. Wow.
144.
Yep, okay. We're pretty much equal on our booze.
On our boo-boos.
Boo-boo-boo-boo. We'll just do part two.
I'll upload a stereo one later, though.
Yeah? Well, that one isn't going right now, anyway. Or is it?
It's
another Southwest.
Okay.
Southwest for landing again.
Yay. I haven't heard anything.
Again, they're smoking.
Wow.
And now they're not
like, what the... Like, the reason, Monty, like, take your hand
uh-huh.
and, like, rub it, like, really, really fast against your forearm,
oh.
like, against your arm.
Oh,
yeah.
It'll get hot.
Yeah. The friction of the,
Yep.
So they're, because I'm thinking they're in the air still until
no.
they hit the ground, but.
No.
I'm thinking.
No. If they have the back two wheels down first.
Okay.
And then, okay, where's that plane? I just saw it. Where the hell did it go?
Gotta look for it.
Yeah, his starter went out.
Oh, yeah.
He think it's a battery?
He ain't going nowhere.
Nope.
Yep.
Is he, like, just...
Should stuff? We just tell him?
I don't know.
I mean, I know what it is.
Yeah,
you're not going to be replacing that. You're going to have to go call a tow truck.
Yeah, he's going to have to. I think he's already realizing that.
Uh-huh.
That sucks. No fun.
Ugh. At least it's not like 37 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Or that night. No, actually it was pretty warm that night.
Oh, I never told you about the car accident I had.
What?
Oh,
in Illinois.
Oh, geez.
It wasn't my fault, actually. I was with my friend who came in from Indiana, and same one I was telling you about with the Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
basically, we're halfway to the event that we were going to. And I'm going the speed limit like I'm supposed to. This lady in another Camry is going through people, you know, is going through people like nothing else.
Jeez.
And I'm like, okay, whatever. Well, she tried to get in front of me.